The Black Swan, Disc 7.
It's not uncommon to find counterexamples, people who overshoot in the opposite direction and actually overestimate their error rate. You may have a cousin particularly careful in what he says, or you may remember that college biology professor who exhibited pathological humility. The tendency that I'm discussing here applies to the average of the population, not to every single individual. There are sufficient variations around the average to warrant occasional counterexamples. Such people are in the minority, and sadly, since they don't easily achieve prominence, they don't seem to play too influential a role in society. Epistemic arrogance bears a double effect. We overestimate what we know and underestimate uncertainty. By compressing the range of possible uncertain states, i.e., by reducing the space of the unknown. The applications of this distortion extend beyond the mere pursuit of knowledge. Just look into the lives of the people around you. Literally, any decision pertaining to the future is likely to be infected by it. Our human race is affected by a chronic underestimation of the possibility of the future straying from the course initially envisioned, in addition to other biases that sometimes exert a compounding effect. To take an obvious example, think about how many people divorce. Almost all of them are acquainted with the statistic that between one-third and one-half of all marriages fail, something the parties involved didn't forecast while tying the knot. Of course, not us, because we get along so well, as if others tying the knot got along poorly. I remind the reader that I'm not testing how much people know, but assessing the difference between what people actually know and how much they think they know. I'm reminded of a measure my mother concocted as a joke when I decided to become a businessman. Being ironic about my perceived confidence, though not necessarily unconvinced of my abilities, she found a way for me to make a killing. How? Someone who could figure out how to buy me at the price I am truly worth and sell me at what I think I am worth would be able to pocket a huge difference. Though I keep trying to convince her of my internal humility and insecurity concealed under a confident exterior, though I keep telling her that I am an introspector, she remains skeptical. Introspector, schmintrospector. She still jokes at the time of this writing that I am a little ahead of myself. Black Swan Blindness Redux. The simple test above suggests the presence of an ingrained tendency in humans to underestimate outliers, or black swans. Left to our own devices, we tend to think that whatever happens every decade, in fact, only happens once every century, and furthermore, that we know what's going on. This miscalculation problem is a little more subtle. In truth, outliers are not as sensitive to underestimation since they are fragile to estimation errors which can go in both directions. As we saw earlier, there are conditions under which people overestimate the unusual or some specific unusual event, say when sensational images come to their minds, which, we have seen, is how insurance companies thrive. So my general point is that these events are very fragile to miscalculation, with a general severe underestimation mixed with an occasional severe overestimation. The errors get worse with the degree of remoteness to the event. So far, we've only considered a 2% error rate in the game we saw earlier. But if you look at, say, situations where the odds are 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, or 1 in 1,000,000, then the errors become monstrous. The longer the odds, the larger the epistemic arrogance. Note here one particularity of our intuitive judgment. Even if we lived in Mediocristan, in which large events are rare, we'd still underestimate extremes. We'd think that they are even rarer. We underestimate our error rate even with Gaussian variables. Our intuitions are sub-Mediocristani. But we do not live in Mediocristan. The numbers we are likely to estimate on a daily basis belong largely in extremistan, i.e., they are run by concentration and subjected to black swans.